Hi, everyone. Wayne Spencer talking to you from Cheyenne, Wyoming, right here in the shadows. And I mean it because I live across the street from the world's largest outdoor rodeo arena. We're talking about Cheyenne Frontier Days, and we're getting geared up. That kicks off here, about 10 days from now. We'll be in rodeo mode here in Cheyenne. But I want to thank you for joining us here on BBS.com, your internet radio. This is Radio Rodeo. Now, July is just full of rodeos all around here. Within an hour and a half drive of where I'm sitting, there have been so many rodeos this summer, I'm going crazy trying to keep up with all of them. We kick it off all the time with the 4th of July, but Father's Day Rodeo. This is a great old-time rodeo. You want to see the way they did it back in the old days, you got to get to Grover, Colorado over Father's Day weekend for the Earl Anderson Memorial Rodeo. Anderson family down there, great ranching family. He brought the rodeo to that town. Later, they named it after him. That's in middle of June, Father's Day. Now, look at what I have to put up with here just within this hour and a half drive of my home. We had the big Greeley Stampede over the 4th of July. Steamboat had a big 4th of July rodeo. The town of Evergreen up in the Colorado Mountains, they had their rodeo. Laramie, Wyoming just had their Jubilee Days going on over there. Then we've had the College National Rodeo up here in Casper, Wyoming. We talked a little bit about that last week. We're going to highlight the high school rodeos later this week. The National High School Finals will be in this month in Douglas, Wyoming. You ever go through Douglas, they got that giant jackalope, and there's a whole story about them. You know, the jackalope is that little horned rabbit that only shows up on a rainy night when the moon is shining, and there's a lot of songs about that Wyoming jackalope. Enough said there about that. But we're going to talk about, when we come back here, if my friend Doug has had a chance to find something, get my notes in order. But, Doug, I'm going to fade out, let you fade in with a little music, and we're going to come back with our upbeat repeat about Cowboy Christmas. So stay with us, folks. Fade us out there to music, would you, Doug? Silence.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he was kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
Well, I want to thank Doug for finding that one. And there's a tribute to a big guy, Big Bad John. We think that's Johnny Cash's tune. Now, we want to talk about Cowboy Christmas. That's the run of rodeos. It begins, they crack it out about June 28th through July 4th each year. This includes 28 rodeos over those 6 days, with a total prize money awarded out of $3,402,557 and a couple of nickels. That's what's up for grab for these cowboys during the Cowboy Christmas run. As the cowboys drive the many miles and get very little sleep, they are hoping for a big piece of that financial pie. Now, we want to thank the PRCA for this information as they bring it out. Now, let's look at this. Who was the king of the cowboys during Cowboy Christmas this year? Tie down roper Shane Henchy. He was the 2013 PRCA world champion. He won the most money for competing this year. He collected some $32,293, not bad for 6 days' work and maybe 12 hours sleep during that 6 days. The amount was a new single-event time cowboy Christmas record. surpassing the $30,105 by fellow tie-down roper last year, Blair Burke, in 2000. Not last year, but 2000, Blair set his $30,000 record. Hence, he moved. Now, listen to this, how important this is to him. He moved up from 36th place in the standings to 5th at the July 5 WeatherGuard PRCA World Standings. That's what he did. He moved up 31 places. Now, remember, the top 15 cowboys are trying to get to the National Finals Rodeo that first week in December in Las Vegas. This is by far the best I've felt since I won my world championship, Hensie said. Then, to set the cowboy Christmas record, knowing how many guys, not only in my event, but in all of the events, have put their name down year after year during the cowboy Christmas. This is really cool to win. What I did during the cowboy Christmas is also gives me the confidence to get back in the groove. I'm on my way to the world championships at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. During this run, Hensie became only the 8th cowboy in the event or combination events to surpass $30,000 during the cowboy Christmas. Hensie collected a large chunk of his cowboy Christmas winnings at the Pinoca Stampede, as he left that arena with $14,354. I've always had good luck at Pinoca, he says. The main reason I won that much during Cowboy Christmas is I brought Rieta. He had 9 months off this year. That's his roping horse. I rode him in Austin, Texas in March. I rode him in Corpus Christi, Texas in the spring. And then I was second in Fort Smith. And I started getting confidence back in him. And I brought him to Canada. And I won the Air Birdie and Pinoca Rodeos. Bareback rider Caleb Bennett, who's been on the fast, last four Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, was the top rough stock cowboy. That's the ones that ride the horses and the bulls. He took home $29,111. Bennett, like Henley, did this for majority of his damage north of the border in those Canadian rodeos, where he won a total of $16,000 up there. He won the first round of the with an 87.75 point ride at the Wayne Vold Rodeo in Mucho Dinero, which led him to the second spot in the two-head average. Bennett then rode for 89 points on C5 Rodeo's Virgil to win the four-man showdown round. The 26-year-old Ogden, Utah cowboy also split second at the Cody Stampede over the 4th of July and was 85 points on Frontier Rodeo's Big League, which was another $7,000. He took over that spot in the bareback riding World Standing, so that moved him up several spots, and he now leads that race going to the National Finals. Cowboy Christmas, an important tradition to all of our cowboys. Why don't we take another little break here? Let's go out and see if Doug's got some more music for us, and we'll be back with more rodeo news. Don't go away.
We all have a lot of things in common. That's what this song's about. I was sitting in a coffee shop, having a cup to pass the time, swapping rodeo stories with this old cowboy friend of mine. Some motorcycle riders started snickering in the back, started poking fun at my friend's hat. One old boy said, "Hey, Tex, where'd you park your horse?"
Well, everyone, we want to thank Doug for finding that great Chris Ledoux tune. For those of you who may not know, you know, Chris Ledoux is the one with his worn-out tape that got another little guy that liked to sing on the road. We're talking about Garth Brooks. But let's get back to how rodeo is a family sport, and we're talking about the Cowboy Christmas. Well, some of us guys remember the old Father Knows Best show? Well, in rodeo, that's Cody Wright. He captured his second Western Stampede in West Jordan, Utah title in 5 years. And this one was a little special for him. That's because his sons Rusty and Ryder finished just behind him in second and third. Cody's 86-point ride on Servie Brothers Bronc, ironically named Bickering Brothers, was 1 point better than Rusty's, and Ryder was 1 point back of his father. The Wright clan, and there's like 13 or 14 of those boys in this one family, and most of them go into rodeo professionally when they turn 18. That Wright clan claimed the first four spots at the big Cody Stampede Rodeo in saddle bronc riding. Cody's younger brother, Jake, winning of an 88-point ride, followed by Cody. Then it was a tie for third with Rusty and Jake, the twin brother of Jesse. They finished with some $24,596 he did, which was the top amount for a saddle bronc rider during the Cowboy Christmas run. Behind Henchy, who won the all-over-all title, Bennett and barrel racer Taylor Jacobs won $28,316. The Cowboy Christmas money was earned in team roping, where the Caleb Digger and Junior Nudgen, and they earned some $22,000. Now, that's Cowboy Christmas and how important it is to rodeo. Now, I think we'll just go right back to a little tribute here to a great cowboy and an American legend. And I'm talking about a guy born in Wheatland, Wyoming, back in 1921. Some of you diehard rodeo fans will remember he broke into rodeo with the name of Warren Granger, later became known as Freckles Brown. He was born, like I said, in 1921 in January and died March 20th in 1987 at his ranch in Soper, Oklahoma. His career panned from 1937 to 1974. Side note, at the age of 40 years old, in 1962, he won the World Bull Riding Championship. He was so far ahead of the crowd, he didn't compete. He had had a broken neck from a prior bull ride. That's how tough we grow him out here in Wyoming. He was the PRCA World Champion Bull Rider, like I said, in 1962. He was inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame for bull riding in 1979. If you're ever in Colorado Springs, you've got to go visit that Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. Brown is remembered for riding the unridden bull, the one they called Tornado. He rode him in 1967. The bull, owned by Jim Shoulders, a 16-time world rodeo champion, had thrown over 200 riders over a 14-year period before Brown's successful ride. Brown's ride and Tornado were memorialized in Red Steagall's great song, Freckles Brown. I haven't heard that in a while. Someday maybe we can get that on the radio for you. Brown later retired to his ranch in Soper and was a friend and mentor to a bull rider by the name of Lane Frost, a world champion who met his death here in Cheyenne during the bull riding. And ironically, that year, he won money at the rodeo for his prior rides. Quite a story in that, and spawned another great movie. Now, I want to talk a little bit about another great rodeo sponsor, and you can't have rodeo with a cowboy hat. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about the Resistol Rookie of the Year. Now, the Resistol Award is given to the first-year card holders. Now, these are the cowboys who, on a permit, have won at least $1,000, then they can join the PRCA. So the first-year card holder, who are the high-money winner of their event, get a Resistol Rookie of the Year award. Including now at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo is a banquet for these winners. One of the original sponsors of the PRCA, Resistol Hats, and the Wrangler National Final Rodeos have been a team since almost the start of the professional rodeo. Now let's take a look and see who is in the standing with the Rookie of the Year award. We're just going to go to the first place guys. This is big. You listen to these names, they often become world champions or the leaders in rodeo. So I'm stumbling while my computer comes back up. Now with winning, listen to this, $56,398 in his first year, the contender in the bareback riding, or no, this is the bull riding, I'm sorry, is Garrett Tribble of Bristol, Oklahoma. Second place, we have Roscoe Jordor with $45,000. Now let's go to that bareback standing. And there we have Clayton Bigelow out of Clement, California. He's got $45,000 to lead the Resistol rookie standings right now. Now team roping, there's two guys in that team. You have the header. The header in this event right now is Justin Iguestaquiza out of Florida. He's got $29,000. Now the team roping either is a Daniel Barman the fourth out of Victor, Texas, with $15,000. Saddle Bronc riding, let's take a peek at who's leading that. We'll see who the champions are, of course, down there. Now, listen to this. We talked about him earlier. We're talking about the 18-year-old, whose father is still on the rodeo trail, too, Ryder, and he spells it R-Y-D-E-R, out of Milford, Utah. He's got $31,000 in his first year as in this event. He's going to be making history along with all of his brothers and uncles. Tie-down roping. Back in the old days, we used to call that calf roping. You have Taylor Sandoz. He comes to us out of Creston, California. He's only got $16,000. He'll be making more money before the year is over. And then on the Saddle Bronc, we talked about it. Let's go to steer roping. Now, these guys don't get to as many rodeos because you have to have a pretty big arena like we have here in Cheyenne to have a good steer roping, which is one of the original events in rodeo. He's only got $697, but hey, he's leading the event at this time. So, a tip of the Resistol to the Resistol Hat Company for supporting the young kids, the young guns of rodeo, with their Rookie of the Year award. Now, let's go from that. Let's go into our PRCA rodeo standings, brought to you by WeatherGuard, courtesy of the PRCA. In the world standings right now, and I hope you can hear me all right, we'll just go three deep and one in the middle guy, and then who's doing the end. Tim O'Connell out of Zwingle, Iowa, leads the all-around race right now with some $87,680. Right on his tail, the second-place man right now with $83,000 is Caleb Bennett. We talked about him winning that $29,000 over 6 days in July. Top 15 guy right now is Casey Brewer, former world champion out of Mandan, North Dakota. He's in here with $32,000. So about $50,000 splits the number 15 guy to the number first. Now, Mason Clement out of Bennequin, Utah, is the 16th hole guy right now. He's not quite $1,000. He's only about $800 short of beating the number 15 guy out. He's got $31,369. In bareback riding, the world standings by Weather Guard. Let's see what they are predicting here or have noted. And it's switching around on me. We talked about Tim. That was the barebacks. Let's go to steer wrestling, the big man's event. Here we've got Jason Thomas out of Benton, Arkansas. And I don't think he practices at a Walmart parking lot. $57,587 to lead the tie-down roping. In the middle of the pack at nine, it's Clayton Moore out of the Canadian Cowboy with $36,000. Your number 15 guy is Dirk Tavner out of Rigby, Idaho with $28,025. And, again, less than $1,000 out is K.C. Jones out of Decatur, Texas. Moving to your team ropers, we have leading that event right now is Fulton with a K. Schmidt, Alberta, Canada, Cowboy, $63,100 in winning. Your number nine guy is Matt Sherwood out of Pima, Arizona with $44,000. We have in 15th place Garrett Rogers out of Baker City, Oregon, $32,700-some. And chasing him, is trying to catch up to him, is John Alley out of Adam, Tennessee with $31,877. That'll bring us up to our Saddle Bronc, the classic of all rodeo events. Leading that right now is Jacobs Crawley, again, still leading. He's about to make the $100,000 break. He probably has already done that because these stats are as of this past Monday. He's got $99,912 so far this year to lead that event. Your number nine guy is Clayton Elliott out of Alberta, Canada, $48,200. And in the trying to track through, Cody Wright, the father, is the number 15 man right now out of Milford, Utah, with $32,782. And right on his heels from Douglas, Wyoming, Chet Johnson with $31,700. Chet's been to those finals representing Wyoming. Tough race to keep up with all of the Wrights and the great Cowboys going in this Saddle Bronc event. Now, tie down roping. Who's leading that? Well, it's Hunter Heron out of Apache, Oklahoma, $74,100. Number nine, Caleb Schmidt out of Bellevue, Texas, with $39,700. Your 15th hole is Matt Shawanza out of, and I murdered that name, I'm sorry, Idaho, with $33,042 on his heels. You've got, listen to this, and they are in business together, but Benson Best out of Childers, Texas, with $30,200. Get down here to our steer roping. Leading that event right now is still Tom Fisher with some $48,700. He'll be here with all the other Fisher boys out of that Andrews, Texas. Who's our number nine guy? Well, that's Marty Jones, your Hobbs, New Mexico Cowboy, with $28,100. And boy, I've been announcing his name at rodeos for a long time. 15th hole, you've got Lawson Clemens out of Exeli, Texas, with $19,700. Trying to crack in, again, is another one of those Andrews, Texas Cowboys, Dan Fisher, with $19,396. That brings us up to bull riding. Now, here is the name, and this guy is a tough cowboy, believe you me. Sage Kinsey, Strong City, Oklahoma, leads the bull riding in the PRCA right now with some $88,882. He is your current world champion, crowned in 2015. He also goes to the other special bull riding events. We'll probably see him. Last year, he was up for the championship at Cheyenne for the championship bull riding, Tough Pettiman's specialty event. And let's see what he can do this year. Now, Dallin Duncan out of Ballard, Utah, is in the number 9 hole with $51,800 in his jeans. Let's see what that Justin Bowen out of Waller, Texas, is 15th with $40,000. Listen to this, $878. In 16th is Bailey Warden, Charleston, Texas Cowboy, with $40,851. What is that? That's about a $27 difference to see who's going to be in. We'll have to follow that race. So that's the way the PRCA standings stand this week. We want to thank WeatherGuard for bringing us those pro rodeo events. And check out WeatherGuard to protect your vehicle. Hey, Doug, let's take a break. Play a few tunes, would you please?
Last night you told her you could never hold her, 'cause cowboys just got to be free. Her heart was breaking, yours was aching, but you saddled up to follow your dreams. Coffee on your campfire, wind through the barbed wire, huddled close to the flames. Oh, she's far behind you. The night wind reminds you. It just keeps on whispering her name. You can make a run for the border, try to hide at the hole. Midnight, the moon's up, hands around your tin cup, frost settles in on the sage. The night's getting colder, man, you're getting older. Tonight you're feeling your age. Why don't you turn back, just saddle up and backtrack? Never find a love quite like hers until on a cold, lonesome evening. What the hell did you feel? Don't you think it's time you hung up your spurs? You can make a run for the border.
All right, everyone, we're back, and a feature I started on our last show is Where Are They Now? Here is a great cowboy, a big rodeo fan, and you used to see him on TV. We're talking about Walt Garrison. Let's go back and talk about his pro football career a little bit before we get into what he did for mankind with the sport of rodeo. Of course, he was a fullback, a running back for the Dallas Cowboys. Listen how long. He had an 8-year career with Dallas, something you don't see much of anymore. His playing height at that time was 6 foot, and he weighed in at 105 pounds, and he was as fast as a bullet going up and around that field, and he could block. He went to high school in Louisville, Texas. College was over at Oklahoma State. Again, he was with the Cowboys from 1966 to 1974.
Mossad even has a university. You know, they have a university called the Interdisciplinary Center in Herzliya, Israel.
Born there in Benton, Texas, he graduated from that Louisville high school
in 1962. And they, you know, Lauder
went to Oklahoma State on a football scholarship, something that his father insisted he do. I got that from his book.
And Ronald Lauder
wrote a book about his career. It was a pretty good seller.
Oh, you're talking about Ronald Lauder's son? The guy who runs Estee Lauder?
Yeah, Estee Lauder's, that's his son, is Ronald.
H. Thomas,
and Ronald,
junior,
he's an older guy now.
But he, like I said, has a college, a
government and strategy
with,
at Louisville, Texas. He's very important because he was the person who was the director of New York State's
with the Dallas Cowboys
scheme, whereby it was decided.
And aside, he had a hobby when he wasn't on football.
The World Trade Center,
a bulldogger in the rodeo.
And Stewart Air Force Base.
He once told me.
So
that his greatest thrill in rodeo was when he won one go around, not the whole rodeo, but one go around at Cheyenne Frontier Days. We also know him besides being in the Ford Motor commercials. You remember, this is a no-no now, but he was a spokesman for smokeless tobacco, Skoal, for many years, and he is now the spokesman for Bill Utter Ford in Denton, Texas. In 1988, in his biography, Once a Cowboy, co-written by John Tullis, the title is a reference to not only his rodeo career, but his career as a Dallas Cowboy. Now, this is the area where I really got to know him, and this is the work he does for the Multiple Sclerosis Association. Each year, he puts on in April the Walt Garrison Rodeo there at the Mesquite Arena, raising money for multiple sclerosis. That was his charity that he supported. It means a lot to me and my wife. And I just thought you ought to know that there's more to a Dallas Cowboy and a rodeo cowboy than just the pretty hats from Resistol, the tight Wrangler jeans, and putting those weather guard protection in your Ford pickup truck. Walt Garrison, you get a tip of the old Resistol today for being the great athlete and role model you have been. Now, at this time, we've kind of run out of stuff to talk about. So I've asked Doug to find one special song that I know of that was written by, at that time, a husband and wife team. I'm talking about the poet and the singer, Jewel, and her husband. Unfortunately, they are now divorced, Ty Murray. Ty Murray, of course, a multi-time world champion, one of the founders of the Professional Bull Riders, PBR, one of their TV commentators. They once wrote a song about rodeo, and I've asked Doug to find it. I think it's called We Were Out on the Road. Doug, if you have that. That's the first time I've ever heard it. I want to thank Doug and the boys there at BBS for finding that for me. Now I want to talk to, like, every kid out west talks about his hometown rodeo. Well, my hometown rodeo just happens to be the largest outdoor rodeo in the land. I know because I measured it myself. The arena is like 700 foot long and 250 foot wide. 9 days of rodeo coming up here starting on July 22nd. On that Friday, we have the special Cinch Rodeo, kicks us off. Then we'll have our first night show. We have nine nights of concerts. Let's see who's coming this year. The first concert is going to be Sam Hunt, Maddie, and Tate. Sam Hunt and the act of Maddie and Tate. I don't know much about them, but hey, if they're the opening act at Cheyenne Frontier Days, you know they're good. Cheyenne Frontier Days, then at the next night is the Cheyenne Night. Fall Out Boy is the name of that act. Then we have the Frontier Days Pro Rodeo the next day. That's on the 24th, of course, 9 days of rodeo. Then the night show on July 24th is Billy Harrington and Ledoux. Now, of course, this is the son of the great Chris Ledoux, the world champion we've talked about on the show, and the Cowboy Gold Dreams. Then on Monday and Tuesday of the rodeo, the 25th and 26th, we will have the championship bull riding from the CBR. This is the Tough Peterman event. This is where they'll crown their world champion. Sage Kinsey was a contender for it last year, went on to win the world championship. Cody Teal won the championship last year. Let's see how he does this year. Now we're going to go to the night of July 27th. We have Kenny Chesney, and I have my tickets to that, and Courtney Cole in that night show. Now Cheyenne Frontier Days continues with, on the 28th, Jackie Owen and Old Dominion. The next act on the 29th, you're going to have, I don't know if these guys will make it big in show business or not, but it's called Kiss. Yeah, Kiss at the Frontier Days Rodeo and Aaron Watson. Then we're going to close out on the 30th with great act. I didn't get to see them last time they were here. The Florida Georgia Line and Cole Swindell. Then the championship rodeo on Sunday, the 21st, and we'll be there and bring you some reports from that. Now, if you need tickets to the Cheyenne Frontier Days Rodeo, you can call 1-800-227-7633. They'll put you through a series of buttons, but they'll get you to that ticket office. You can check it out. Now, we're not all rodeos. We're not all night show concerts. We also have 4 days of parades on the two Saturdays, Tuesday and Thursday. We have the greatest parades you ever wanted to see with antique cars, marching bands, horse-drawn carriages, cowboys, cowgirls mounted up, and tributes to the Old West. The whole parade takes about an hour and a half, and it kicks off each morning about 9 o'clock. Then, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you got to come and see it and partake. I know we all like it at pancake suppers at your church. Well, we've got the biggest pancake breakfast in the world here. They will feed anywhere between 8 to 10,000 people on each one of those mornings, if not more. In downtown Cheyenne, brought to you by the Kiwanis Club and the Cheyenne Frontier Days, the pancake breakfast. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's the way I see rodeo this week with Radio Rodeo on the BBS network. We want to thank Don and Doug for supporting us in this endeavor. We're trying to get better each time and get around the world with this rodeo report. So, Doug, if you've got it, if you can find that Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, send us on home, my friend. Thank you again, Doug. We'll be talking later this week. Brought to you by the Kiwanis Club.
Right, right. Now, interestingly,
and again, happy
there was
trails
a Fox
to
News.
You, and may all those trails bring you back to BBS Radio and Radio Rodeo.